On the show today, we have Glatt Consulting's Tom Glatt talking about his latest credit union health score for quarter number three, and there's one blip on the radar, so check it out. Let's talk about credit union performance. We're talking third quarter, right?
Third quarter.
So we've talked to folks all around the industry. Everyone's walking around with a big smile on their face. Credit unions are performing at unprecedented levels. I assume you're finding the same thing here, but later in our discussion, there might be a little twist to all of this. But let's talk about the good stuff first.
Sure. So we've calculated the latest iteration of our score. And like most everyone else that you've noted, we're seeing certainly signs of continued great news for the industry. Mm-hmm. So you may recall that we like to compare the current health score that we calculate to the same period the prior year.
Yep.
Gives us a better picture of health relative to certain times of the year. You know, there's holiday shopping and whatnot in the fourth quarter. So to compare fourth quarter performance to third quarter sometimes skews what's going on in the world. So we like to look year over year.
Yeah.
When we look at the data that way, we're seeing some great trends, like I said, as everyone else is. First off, the overall health score has improved yet again. It represents the seventh straight quarter we've seen year over year performance improvement in overall credit union health. And I think that that's really good.
Yeah.
I guess the really good news about it is that that health is being driven once again by positive changes in every category that we measure.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at net worth, earnings, operating expenses, efficiency, on down the line of the 11 metrics we're calculating, everything has a positive improvement year over year.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't ask for better performance than that, I think, in terms of credit union health. And that's great to see. And like all my colleagues in the industry, we're very happy about that, and certainly are doing our own little version of, I guess, the credit union happy dance and seeing these trends.
All right, well, let's get to this little twist or this blip that you have discovered between between the second and third quarter you were talking about. What's going on here that you've discovered that I haven't heard from anybody else? What's going on here?
Yeah, let me give you just a real quick background.
Sure.
During the recession, we were really interested in looking at the concentrations of the number of credit unions in score buckets and how those buckets were changing quarter to quarter and year to year.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we would look at how many credit unions scored from 0 to 1, how many scored from 1 to 2, mm-hmm. so on and so forth, mm-hmm. all the way up to the top tier of 4 to 5.
Right.
Once we got out of the recession, we're kind of seeing this continued, albeit, you know, step forward, two steps back kind of improvement.
Mm-hmm.
We really stopped looking at the bucket concentrations for whatever reason and focused more on the broader health of the industry and the broader score changes that we were seeing. Just to throw a little twist in for strategic planning conversation this fall, as you know, I do a fair amount of that.
Yeah.
And to spark some client dialogue about how to separate that credit union's performance from the average, we started once again kind of looking at these score buckets. So when we're doing this for planning, it's when in that experience, that framework we've created, we kind of realize that there's a little shift happening here that we'll call a blip. And here's what I mean.
Okay.
When we compare this year to last year, We see a nice migration of credit unions up the scale. Okay, so we're again looking year over year. For example, there are 13% fewer credit unions scoring 1 or less as compared to the third quarter of 2014.
Okay,
there are 14% fewer credit unions scoring 1 to 2. There are actually 11% more credit unions in the top tier of our score range from 4 to 5. So year over year, you see great performance.
Yeah.
When we look, though, the change from the second quarter to the third, we see something a little bit different. We see 7% growth in the total credit union scoring 2 or less, but it's not due to credit unions moving up the scale. In other words, it's not credit unions that are scoring from 0 to 1 now scoring 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
If we saw that kind of transition, that would be good news.
Yeah, yeah.
What we're seeing is a 7% increase in credit unions scoring 1 to 2 that are falling from the 2 to 3 score range.
Oh.
So in other words, we're seeing a rise in credit unions that are getting less healthy. And I think that's that little blip where you go, this could be sign of a pending problem for a chunk of credit unions. We don't know yet, but we'll certainly keep tracking that data.
Yeah. That's really interesting because nobody else has mentioned that at all. I mean, I've heard stories about how the top tier, the top 50% of credit unions are doing really well, whereas the bottom, I guess, 50% aren't doing so well. I mean, the smaller ones aren't. I mean, there's those types of reports are all over the place. But I mean, generally, it's like this wonderful time for credit unions, which it is. Mm-hmm. But you haven't seen this type of blip that you've pointed out.
Yeah, and if you look at it this way, it's an increase in the number of credit unions that we would consider on the bubble.
We have a visitor back here, everybody.
Hey,
I'm awesome. Being photobombed or video bombed.
And I'm seeing double.
That's me too, every day.
I got to stop drinking on the job. What's the line from Airplane? I got to stop whatever it was.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right, guys. Yeah, so you know that when I look at what's causing these kinds of changes, I'm seeing maybe some issues with rising delinquencies, some weakness in asset growth. So when you look at those kinds of things, you've got existing members that for whatever reason now are a little bit delayed, and this is in the third quarter. We're not talking about holiday spending time here. So we've got that issue going on. Is that something that's going to continue for these credit unions that are falling down the scale in asset growth score? You know, some of my clients have talked about maybe the problems that we'll face with rising rates. I know some clients were concerned in their market that competitors were starting to increase interest rates. And, you know, at what point do you have to drive rates up so that you're competitive with your peers?
Exactly.
So are we seeing a little bit of the front end of that kind of transition where we've got some rate shoppers out there amongst members? The other thing that's rising in this group that's falling down the scale are operating expenses. So they're seeing, you know, they've got some strong income, sort of, but operating expenses are rising in relation to that level of income. So you kind of wonder whether we're seeing credit unions that are positioning themselves to be in real trouble for 2016.
Did you see this trend last year this time? Did you see that kind of same situation happening, or is this kind of an anomaly or something new this year? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well, what we saw last year was more or less stability. You know, if you go back and not stability, but stagnation in terms of migrations from lower buckets up. I think if I'm recalling the data correctly, we had a smaller percentage of consolidations happening in the industry relative to what we see going on now. So I think that a number of credit unions were just kind of biding their time. Now we're seeing a little bit of transition and change, meaning that we're shaking out some poorer performers out of those lower buckets. So last year, I guess, long-winded way to say, I don't think we see the same kind of shift down.
Right.
If anything, we were seeing, you know, credit unions staying where they were, that shifting up in terms of score improvements. Now I think, though, we've got some credit unions that are probably suffering from some competitive disadvantage.
Ah, gotcha. Well, this is going to be an interesting turn to watch in the new year, definitely. Any other let's get out your crystal ball based on your I don't want to put you on the spot again. But
that's,
I mean, right. you have, you know, a whole history of data on this type of stuff. I mean, what do you see in 2016, even taking this blip into account? I mean, do you see more of the same? And even the second part of the question, gosh, how can credit unions keep up this level of performance? I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
Well, I think that we have a fair amount of upside for us. So I think for the industry as a whole, we've got so much that we can do that will continue to improve our scores. Just to give you a picture, they're in that score range of 2 to 3, which is what we would consider kind of middle grade or middle range average performance.
Yeah.
You've got 2,908 credit unions there. That's about 47% of the overall industry.
Wow. Okay.
So if you have just a portion of those credit unions begin to push to the next level, you see their scores incrementally increase. And I work with a lot of credit unions in that score range. And that's what we're talking about in strategy discussions is how do you just make, you know, incremental improvements in some of these numbers so that next year you're better than you were this year?
Exactly, yeah.
If we see that, I think we'll see a continued trend for the industry improving overall.
Gosh.
But I do think it's like the parting of the Red Sea, Mike. Okay. You know, we're going to see this divide that widens between those that are up in the 3 to 4 range and higher, mm-hmm. and those that are falling down the scale. Mm-hmm. And all that's going to do is facilitate these mergers
and whatnot.
Everybody's talking about.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I know you've had a lot of guys and girls. What's that?
Guys and girls,
talking about, you know, where they think this is going to end up in terms of total numbers. And I'm in full agreement that the industry is going to continue to consolidate at a rapid pace.
Oh, definitely.
The question would be whether these credit unions look to mergers of equals, mergers of strong credit unions combining, or whether they'll consider merging in some of these weaker institutions. Mm-hmm.
That will be an interesting 2016. Like to see that as the credit union soap opera unfolds. But I mean, it's hard to believe. Well, I don't say it's hard to believe, but gosh, how we can improve much more than we're already at this time right now, because 2015 has been such a phenomenal year. So I mean, if 2016 is forecasted to be another great year, holy smokes.
It's gonna be exciting. You know, I really think that where we have room for improvement, and I could end on this, but I could talk about it all day. I know you've got other things to do, but we remain a fairly inefficient industry. You know, I haven't looked at the specific numbers yet for Q3, but efficiency tends to be our lower score.
Okay.
And we hover around spending 90 cents on the dollar. Some of that is philosophically based. You know, we will have more staff just to deliver a higher level of service than maybe our banking competitors would. But nonetheless, there's a bit of fat in the credit union system that needs to be trimmed out so that we can remain nimble and responsive to member needs. I think we can improve a lot in that category that would drive our health substantially upwards. And at the end of the day, probably be better for our members overall than if we were just to maintain status quo.
I love it. Well, there's always room for improvement no matter how good you are. So I like that message a lot. So never rest on your laurels. So great message to end on, Tom. Thank you so much for this. I look forward to the next quarter and seeing if this blip goes away or if it continues to get brighter. Who knows?
That's right. Hopefully it'll go away. And we'll go. Remember we were dumb talking about this blip? I imagine we'll see good things in the fourth quarter, but I guess it remains to be seen. Looking forward to sharing the next round of detail with you.
And look forward to it as well, sir. Thanks again, Tom. Always appreciate the time. Well done, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.